You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Courtney Rogers. Good morning, Courtney. You know, we've had the pleasure of partnering with this organization, supporting the show now for, gosh, I think almost 2 years. It's so great to work with them, and I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
Yes, me too. We're very thankful for this organization, and I'm excited to learn more about it.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Nathan Bohannon. He's a residential sales rep with Jackson EMC. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Todd. Morning, Courtney. Thanks for having me on.
The pleasure is ours, Nathan. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you guys at Jackson EMC are awfully busy, so we're grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into our conversation about how you serve this market, take a quick sec. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Absolutely. So I've been in the industry for around 2 years now. I started with Jackson EMC while I was still a college student. I interned in the PR and communications department. And then about a year ago, I moved into residential marketing. So now I'm a residential sales rep working in new construction. And I get to work with a lot of great local builders and developers and make sure that they're providing energy efficient homes to our members. So that's really what I'm passionate about.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Jackson EMC.
So if you don't know, Jackson EMC is actually one of the largest electric cooperatives in the nation. In fact, we're the largest one in Georgia by far. The difference between an electric utility cooperative, which is what we are, and an investor-owned utility like Georgia Power, is that they're focused a lot of time on the bottom line, right? So how can they make the most profit? We're focused on providing the best possible service to our members at the lowest, most affordable rates that we can.
Got it. Well, I mean, we're so grateful to that model, and it's game-changing, in my opinion, in how it serves that marketplace. So continue to be grateful for what you guys are doing for the marketplace. So this Right Choice Home program that we've talked a lot about on this show, go into it again. Remind those listening what it's all about.
Sure. So Right Choice is really our flagship energy efficiency program. The homes and apartments are built from the ground up to deliver the most energy efficient residences for our members so that they can save money on their utility bills.
Very cool. So I've heard that you guys have some really cool projects that are now available or underway. So do you want to tell us about a few of those?
Sure. One of those that's actually leasing currently is the Views at Colray Field. That's over by the Gwinnett Stripers Stadium off Buford Drive. And they have some gorgeous single bedroom and two bedroom units that are still available. They're really spacious. Open floor plans, and they've got this amazing skybox where you can actually go out and watch the game below. So that's really cool.
That's very, very cool.
Yes.
Tell us about is there any more you want to talk about?
There's another one that I'm working on right now called The Heights at Old Peachtree. It's off Old Peachtree Road in Northbrook, and that'll probably begin leasing late next year in 2019, but that's going to be about 300 Right Choice apartment units, and we're really excited about the benefits that those are going to provide to our members.
Well, before we go to break, Nathan, someone listening who is not as familiar with Jackson EMC as they should, this construction process, this isn't a deal where a house is built and you come in and do an inspection. I mean, you're involved and intimately involved in this thing from the ground up. Walk us through the level of depth of your involvement in that construction, the actual construction process.
Absolutely. So that's one of the biggest benefits, I would say, to the construction companies, especially if they're also holding the ownership of the property, because we come through and we do these quality control inspections, right? Pre-insulation and post-final insulation inspections to make sure that those apartment homes are sealed up tightly so that you're not, in a sense, heating, the other apartment homes around you, or you're not releasing all of that cold air-conditioned air out into the other homes. When I was a kid, I'd run out the door to go play with my friends, and my dad would always get on to me, and he'd be like, hey, close the door. You're going to heat the whole neighborhood. You're going to let all that air out the door. And at the time, I didn't really think much of it, but now that I'm paying my own utility bills,
right,
I realize, he was onto something. And when you live in an apartment complex, that's in a sense what you're doing. You're letting all of that air-conditioned air into your neighbor's residence if you live in a traditional apartment. When you're in a right choice apartment, we make sure that it's sealed up the way it should be so that that air stays inside where it belongs and you're not paying for your neighbor's utilities.
Well, it's funny you say that because I live in a high rise myself, and my wife and I joke that during the wintertime, it feels like that we don't really have to put our heat on because we're benefiting from the neighbor above and below us.
Right.
And that doesn't happen in a right choice construction project because you are taking dramatic steps to prevent that kind of thing happening.
Yep. In a right choice apartment, you're saving money on your power bills because you're just paying for the utilities that you use.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep, yep. All right, Nathan, Courtney and I will return after the short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington, and I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, we're back with Nathan Bohannon with Jackson EMC.
All right, so Nathan, I know members are a huge focus for Jackson EMC. So tell us about the members and their response to the Right Choice Home program. Like, what kind of feedback are you guys getting?
Sure. It's interesting that you asked that. Overwhelmingly, our members have been really excited about the program, and they obviously love the fact that they can save money on their power bills. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories now. A lot of times, I think companies tend to shy away from talking about complaints they receive or issues that they're having with a product or service, but Jackson EMC has a little bit of a different approach. We find that, you know, the more we talk about those problems and get them out in the open, the easier it is for us to solve those issues and improve our service moving forward. In the entire history of Right Choice with multifamily projects, we've serviced thousands of customers. We've only ever had two comfort complaints.
Wow.
Where we've been called in to go and diagnose an issue and figure out how we can help that customer save money. The first of those was a complaint from a customer who said that there was a humidity problem in her apartment. So she called us in and we noticed that the windows were starting to sweat. There was some condensation and dripping water. We looked around for a little bit and we found that the dryer vent had actually been disconnected, and that was what was causing the problem. It wasn't like, you know, she had a comfort issue, but the dryer vent had been disconnected. So once we got that fixed, the problem was solved, and she was very satisfied and thankful that we were able to help her diagnose what was going on. The second complaint or comfort issue that we had, where we had to send some folks out there to look into it, was in the middle of one of our coldest winters on record here in Georgia. It was a few years ago, back when it was, I think it was in the low teens, even single digit temperatures. And we went out to this lady's apartment home, and we found that the outdoor temperature was about 16 degrees Fahrenheit, and the indoor temperature was around 80 degrees.
Oh, goodness.
And
wow.
So obviously, right off the bat, we thought, okay, her unit is overheating. We thought that's what the issue was. And so we started poking around trying to figure out what was going on, and realized that she had the thermostat set to 85 degrees. And we asked her if she knew it was set that high, and she said, yeah, I did. I just like it to be really hot. And we said, well, you know, technically that's outside the normal comfort range, and so that's why you can't quite get it up to 85 degrees. She just liked to keep it like a sauna. And she explained to us that she had just moved from California and that the power rates out there were so much higher, so much more expensive than ours, that she was excited she could finally afford to keep her apartment as hot as she wanted to. So she was still pretty satisfied at the end of it that she could get it all the way up to 80 degrees.
I mean, Courtney, you could bake cookies.
Right.
With 85
yeah,
degrees. I mean, there's oven settings for that.
Well,
I think the great part of those two stories is that customers do call you with concerns and you guys quickly answer them. And you, in your single family homes, you do have a guaranteed rate. You don't necessarily have fixed rates at their multifamily, but obviously they can call you if they have any concerns, yeah?
Absolutely. We do have a multifamily rate, though, that's specifically designed for apartment residents. We know that oftentimes they're using less energy than folks that live in single-family
sure.
homes. And so we do have a rate that's geared towards them that's a little bit lower. So they do have a lower annual heating and cooling cost, and they're living in a more comfortable apartment home as a result.
Outstanding. So, okay, we've talked about the renters now. We've talked about the members. So now let's talk about those management companies. How do they benefit from managing a Right Choice multifamily community?
One of the main benefits that I kind of touched on earlier are those quality control inspections. So we send guys out from the very beginning. They do a pre-insulation inspection. They do a final inspection, and then they make sure that everything's sealed up tightly so that that air can't escape. And in the process, they make sure that those homes are built the right way from the ground up. So we're real excited about that. In addition to it, Right Choice residents save money on their power bills. And I think, you know, happy residents, happy management, right? Because if folks love where they live, they're not going to complain. And I think that's a huge benefit as well.
I imagine you have an extensive process where you are doing quality control checks during construction. Should I assume that that continues after people move in and are living there? I mean, you never forget about it and move on, right?
Well, not necessarily. Those inspections, while they're complete at the end of construction, we will send technicians out if a customer does have a problem, if there's a comfort complaint. Like I said before, we've serviced thousands of satisfied Right Choice members, and we've only ever had two complaints in a Right Choice apartment. So in those cases, yes, we will send some folks out there to check on it and see what we can do to make those apartments more comfortable. But those inspections do stop after construction is complete.
All right. Well, Nathan, running low on time here. Always appreciate talking to a representative of Jackson EMC. Amazing work that you guys are doing for the marketplace. Great, great stuff. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions or want to learn more about Right Choice Home Program or Jackson EMC, where do they go?
Absolutely. Todd, thanks again for having me on. If somebody wants to learn more about Jackson EMC or Right Choice, I would just encourage them to go to our website. There's a lot of great information there. They can go to jacksonemc.com/rightchoice. And there's actually a map that shows all of our current Right Choice communities. Right now, it's only the single family homes that are listed there. But if they do have questions about Right Choice apartment homes, there's a contact number that they can call.
All right. Nathan Bohannon, residential sales rep with Jackson EMC. Nathan, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Courtney Rogers, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.